What's going on, Beaches? Sipping on some coffee. Rufus is sleeping on the floor. Today is an off day for me in terms of heavy resistance training. We have the Swole Fam accountability meeting going down at 5 p.m. Eastern time today. So looking forward to that. Always throws me off a little bit. I'm so used to crushing the podcast every single day and kind of revolving my day around that. The podcast really anchors my day. And that's kind of the point that I want to make. You should have a routine. You should have something that you can consistently execute. But I really do think that a routine can be binding. A routine can be limiting. So what I recommend is not necessarily just to go freestyle, but you should have different types of routines. For example, you need to work out early in the morning. You have a routine before you execute that morning workout. If you need to pivot and you have some, let's say, an early morning appointment or something with family or work, whatever it is, and you're working out in the afternoon, you can have these different routine blocks that you can shift around, kind of like Tetris. You can move these things around and adjust. That way you are still on point. You're still able to execute your seven pillars, but it doesn't throw you back. So if you have a strict morning routine, if something interrupts that, it kind of throws you off. Humans were creatures of habit, we're creatures of pattern. So for example, I usually, more often than not, I will do my cold plunge first thing in the morning. Today I didn't. I still will do it. I'll probably do it after sauna later in the day or something like that. I just didn't do it first thing. Mama Sloy and I kind of slept in a little bit. She was getting ready for work, took the dogs out, just didn't. Usually I get out there because if I go to cold plunge, usually that I like to do it when it's probably still dark outside, so they're still sleeping. Bottom line, I'm shifting and kind of doing a different type of block for my morning routine because also I'm not doing the podcast today. I'm going to get my beard cleaned up and then we have the round table at 5 p.m. So the way my training schedule has kind of landed today is just a mobility day, very light. I'm sore. I'm kind of banged up. So I'm just doing some stretching, some flexibility, some body weight mobility, maybe some light mobility with kettlebell. But bottom line, I think it's beneficial to have, of course, I have like an evening routine in general. I have a preferred optimal morning routine, but then I have different types of routines, different types of approaches to my day. And I'm grateful for that. Of course, I've created my schedule and I've created my business so I can be flexible with that. But I do think that this gives you more opportunities for success if you have different types of routines. Because if you have one strict, structured approach and then you fall off of that, oh, I failed that, and the whole day kind of cascades, it's a negative, right? It's a negative. It's a negative mindset to the start because you didn't achieve what you normally achieve. But if you have different styles, it's like, okay, I slept in a little bit or I woke up a little bit later, so I'm doing my meditation. I'm going to go right into a workout. Okay, cool. Executed. It doesn't have to be the same every single day. Like, I don't have to sauna compulsively every single day. I don't have to cold plunge at the same time compulsively every day. It might be ideal. I might prefer it, but might not always fit every single day. How am I still going to be successful every single day? It doesn't mean you don't do what you should be doing. It doesn't mean that I'm eating garbage. Well, I didn't do it today. That's not executing. But your ideal situation, your preferred situation, shouldn't be something that you strap yourself to. That way you're not susceptible to shortcomings. You need to be successful. You need to be executing. And it's okay for that to look different day to day. It's very important not to lock yourself into one routine. So I recommend playing around with different things, figuring out what style and what routine is like your preferred, and other types of either morning routines, pre-workout routines, post-workout routines, these little things that you can set up psychologically. That way, depending on how things that you can't control come into your life, because that's really what we're trying to do, is we're trying to reinforce and defend ourselves against the things that we can't control in life. So things that we don't know is going to happen, maybe with our children or our pets or our significant other or family members or work, like things are going to come up. So how can you pivot routines and routine blocks in order to stay consistent, stay focused, and still execute, even though it might look different day to day? The most important thing is pillar number seven, consistency. So everyone always asks me, what's the most important pillar? I really do think it's consistency, because you can do pillars 1 through 6. If you're doing it intermittently, you're not going to get optimum results. So bottom line, it's about being consistent. How do you set yourself up for consistency? Well, that's what this entire episode is all about. So try to create those different adjustable blocks, those different styles of starting your day, of all these different types of preparation, for example, for your preferred, and maybe stagger it down depending on how those days change, and you'll be more consistent more often and you'll get more results long term. And you'll feel more satisfied with your day-to-day executing on your seven pillars.